Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to a Brave New World programme. I'm John Harrison. A genetically modified product, salmon, has been imported from the USA to Canada and has reportedly entered the food chain. And if you're a Canadian and you don't think GMO products good idea, this is very big news. Here to talk about this development is Lucy Sharrett, a coordinator of the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Can you please explain to us why is this important?
This genetically modified Atlantic salmon is the world's first genetically modified food animal. It was introduced into the Canadian food market without any labeling. We don't have mandatory GM food labeling in Canada.
Right.
So we're very concerned about transparency, but there's also a lot of questions about this product, in particular the environmental risk questions.
Right. So it's not the world's first genetically modified food. It's the world's first genetically modified animal that is going to be eaten by humans.
That's right. So North America is really the center of the world's experiment with genetically modified foods. In Canada and the U.S., we have been eating genetically modified corn,
yeah,
canola, and corn for many years now. It's almost two decades. But this is the world's first genetically modified fish, genetically modified food animals. So it's a precedent-setting decision to approve it, and also for the company to just put it on the market without any labeling and without any public announcement.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'd like to ask you now about this, firstly, about both of those issues, both the labelling and the public announcement. Now, presumably, a lot of Canadians are up in arms at the fact that they were not told that this was going to happen. Is that right? They just suddenly wake up one morning and find that these fish are on sale. What exactly happened?
Well, in fact, in early August, the company Aqua Bounty that has developed this genetically modified fish told its investors in a financial report that it had sold almost 5 tons of genetically modified salmon into Canada sometime since April. So actually, Canadians found out after the fact,
yeah,
that this genetically modified salmon's on the market.
And were they supposed to have told the public in Canada?
No, it's absolutely legal and permissible by law for companies to, once they have approval for the safety of the genetically modified crop, in Canada they can put that on the market whenever they want and it's unlabeled. We don't think that that's appropriate, and we know that over 80% of Canadians want mandatory labeling of genetically modified foods. Many Canadians want to make this choice, especially when it comes to GM food animals.
Yeah. Now, why is Canada accepting a genetically modified product that has been approved by an American organization? Canada is not the same country as America. Am I correct?
So Canada and the United States have both individually approved this genetically modified salmon for human consumption.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's legal for it to be sold in Canada or the U.S. It just so happens that the U.S. has an import ban right now on the genetically modified salmon. And so Canada is the only country in the world where this company can sell the genetically modified salmon. This particular salmon was grown in Panama and sold back into Canada.
Oh, wow. It's not even American. It's from outside America that was imported and then exported and then imported again. Very confusing.
It's absolutely confusing. It's deliberately confusing. This company produces the genetically modified fish eggs in Canada, sends them to Panama to be produced, and then sends the fish, the processed fish, back to Canada to be sold on the market.
Mm. There's all sorts of issues out there here. Let's talk firstly about the economics of it. Presumably because these fish can reach maturity in a much shorter time than normal fish, it's cheaper to harvest them, it's cheaper to turn them around, so to speak, and for investors to realise their profits. So it all makes sense economically, or does it? Do the economics work?
That is absolutely the argument from the company.
Yeah.
However, this genetically modified salmon, it's engineered to grow faster, but actually the industry that already provides fast-growing, conventionally bred, genetically engineered, non-genetically engineered salmon for fish farming, the aquaculture industry disputes this growth rate, that the idea that this fish actually does grow faster. If it, in fact, grows faster, as yet, the aquaculture industry is not interested in using this fish. So the economics of introducing the fish, actually, it could be a real problem for the reputation of farmed fish, which is already suffering from many obvious problems.
On a health level, I've done programs on genetically modified products before, and I'm aware of the various arguments that listeners aren't. Could you please briefly tell us what are the main concerns that Canadians have, that you speak to, as regards genetically modified animals, and not only animals, but cormorant and so on?
There's a long-standing concern that there could be health implications of genetic engineering, and the kind of implications that we wouldn't see immediately, or that you would really need to do some long-term testing, some animal feeding trials to find.
Yeah.
In Canada, there's no requirement for long-term testing. There's no requirement for animal feeding trials. And all of the science that's produced to argue for safety, to demonstrate safety, all of that science is produced by the company itself that wants to sell the product, unless some happens to already be in the international literature. And all of that science that our government examines is kept confidential. So we know that the government doesn't require long-term testing. We know it doesn't require animal feeding trials. And all of the information it does look at is confidential. So there's not a lot of confidence in the Canadian public. 57%, in fact, don't have confidence in Canada's safety regulation.
Wow, that's a lot of people. Can I talk about that after a short break? Welcome back to Brave New World Programme. My name is John Harrison. Today I'm talking to Lucy Sharratt, coordinator of the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network, about GMO salmon entering the food chain in Canada. Now, we've just started talking about the health concerns. I live and work in Russia quite a lot of the time, and I interviewed a Russian biologist on this very subject a year or two ago now, and she was saying that the Russian sort of scientific community, their concern is exactly what she said, we haven't carried out long-term tests. They were saying they did a laboratory control experiment on rats, because obviously the human cycle is 60, 70 years or however long, you know, a human being takes to die, or hopefully longer. Rats die younger. They, you know, the cycle is much shorter, and you can test the effect on rats of eating genetically modified products. And she was saying that after 3 or 4 generations, the rats were unable to reproduce. Is this the sort of thing you're talking about?
That's the kind of experiment that we would want to see.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of that type of testing done in the public scientific literature. And there's a lot of dispute over the tests that have been done.
Right, because, I mean, she was saying we don't know what the result will be on humans because we haven't been doing this long enough. You know, maybe there won't be any results, adverse effect, but maybe there will be. And I think her point was there's a big question mark, there's doubt. And I guess that's the main thing, isn't it, that you Canadians are worried about, not just you Canadians, but everyone everywhere.
A big conflict internationally right now about how much science we need on genetically modified foods. There's no consensus that there's a blanket safety that can be a check mark that can be put on genetically modified foods.
Yeah.
And every food requires individual assessment that should be very rigorous. But in North America, we know from our regulatory agencies that that's not happening. And we're not able to look at the international scientific literature and find the studies that Canadians expect to see.
If 57% of your population is concerned about this, why on earth don't you manage to pass legislation in your parliament that at least stipulates that genetically modified food products have to be labelled accordingly?
Yeah, labelling is even important for tracing into the food system for potential health and safety reasons. And it's very clear, both in Canada and the United States, that the industry is putting a lot of money behind ensuring that there's no labelling of genetically modified products. That is what we've seen in Canada. And so even this year, members of Parliament did not vote for mandatory labelling. It's been 20 years. Every poll shows that over 80% of Canadians want labelling, but the industry that puts these products on the market is very powerful and has a lot of money to argue that labeling is not needed. And in fact that, you know, if consumers were given the choice to reject genetically modified products, we in Canada would be setting back progress on this issue.
You're speaking incredibly diplomatically. Are you in fact saying that people are paying members of parliament not to vote on this issue or to vote in the wrong way?
No, absolutely not. We would say that the industry influence over this issue is so wide and deep that there's no classical corruption at play here. It's actually a deep ideological commitment to the idea of genetic modification as progress, as new high technology. The Canadian government made a decision a long time ago to support this technology, and they're willing to support the technology so far as to not provide Canadians with transparency and to, you know, really constrain democracy and debate on this issue in order to support the industry.
Okay, so in the name of progress, in the name of the great brave new world that we're entering, we therefore are prepared to sacrifice certain aspects of our democracy, of our freedoms.
It's very clear on the issue of genetic modification that that is the case.
Okay.
In fact, Canadians are, you know, being used here in this project for progress that we contest.
The Montreal-based environmentalist group GMO Vigilance has said on its website that the sales that you're talking about of genetically modified salmon into your already your supermarkets makes you Canadians guinea pigs, and the federal government should introduce labelling, you know, obviously. But guinea pigs, I mean, that's quite a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I think term guinea pigs was used for, as we discussed, this problem of a lack of long-term testing. And if Canadians are eating genetically modified foods over 20 years, then, you know, the argument is that we are, in fact, the experiment. Unfortunately, yeah, without labeling, that experiment cannot actually be tracked. So we don't know what, if any, impacts there are.
How can you basically safeguard yourselves against this? Do you personally avoid these products? Do you recommend that your, you know, if you have children, your friends' children, whoever, wherever, that they avoid, they boycott these goods? How does it work?
Yeah, there's many reasons why Canadians take exception to genetically modified products or would want them out of their diet. And in the absence of labeling, organizations like the Canadian Biotechnology Action Network do monitoring and tracking to try and provide information to Canadians about what they can buy that's not genetically modified.
Yeah.
And that's why we're concerned and about this genetically modified fish put on the market without a public notice.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, there's probably a whole section of the Canadian farming community which is up in arms against this as well.
There is a conflict in the Canadian farming community over certain genetically modified crops. Some are more prone to contamination than others. And in fact, there's an economic risk to some farmers because of the release and use of genetically modified crops, some in particular. And this is an unresolved issue in the Canadian farming community.
Now, if this company is able to get away with this, which it seems it is, Aqua Bounty, does that mean that other products would also be released into your market, both by American companies? After all, America's just next door, and by Canadian companies, your own homegrown companies. It's just the beginning of something.
This is the big question, is this precedent-setting incident of a genetically modified fish, is that going to open the door to other products?
Yeah.
As it happens, this technology is on the cusp of a great deal of change, but the majority of genetically modified seeds are owned by just a few companies. We can see what's next with genetically modified seeds. Genetically modified animals, it takes many years and a lot of money to develop these products at the moment.
Yeah.
So there's no immediate next product, but this is a very bad precedent for the type of process we would like to see with the introduction of new technologies.
Finally, the future. How are you going to fight against this? Do you have an action plan? Are you going to be organizing demonstrations? I don't know, sit-ins, you know, fasts, whatever.
There are already street protests in Prince Edward Island where the genetically modified fish eggs are produced.
Yeah.
And people are providing that information on the street to their neighbors because without labeling, Canadians really don't know what's happening in their grocery store. There's a court case that was settled last year. There continues to be a demand on the government to provide transparency, and there continues to be a lot of consumer agitation in the marketplace to ask grocery stores to keep genetically modified fish and other whole foods out of the grocery store.
Thank you very much indeed. It's frightening information that you provide us with today, so I've got a cold. So thank you very much indeed, Lucy Sharrett, Coordinator, Canadian Biotechnology Action Network in Canada.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, listeners, for being with us today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.